bourbon, and beyond. A celebration of the spirit and soul of Kentucky. September 23rd and 24th in Louisville. The world's top bourbons, paired with celebrity chefs, Louisville's top restaurants, and iconic musicians. Featuring the voice behind Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nick. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Eddie Vedder. The Steve Miller Band. Also featuring Joe Bonamassa, Band of Horses, Gary Clark Jr., Amos Lee, Buddy Guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Paul Rogers. Celebrity chef appearances from Tom Colicchio. Over 20 of Louisville's top restaurants, curated by Chef Edward Lee. For the full list of artists, chefs, food, bourbons, and tickets, head to bourbonandbeyond.com. For our love of bourbon, for our love of Kentucky, bourbon and beyond. Get your tickets on sale now.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
All right, guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We've got the Sonic Transmissions founder and curator, Ingebright Flotten. He's speaking with us. Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying hello. I'm sorry.
Okay. So much. We're excited to have you on today's show. And we're talking a little bit about the festival that you founded and have personally curated yourself. Ingebright, tell me a little bit about how this festival came to existence. What led up to its creation?
Right. Well, it started to first year of 2015, so this is the third edition. And it was started on a thought and idea I had where I wanted to kind of make a festival which wasn't very generous. Specific, where I want to present different kinds of music without labeling it too much and create a scenario where, you know, both musicians and audiences can get surprised somehow. I like that myself as a musician and an audience, so I wanted to try to, you know, bring that further on.
Absolutely. What was the biggest, I guess, obstacle that you had to deal with, you know, starting out and just, you know, creating this festival? I'm sure that you had, you know, you hit some rough patches along the way. What would you say was, like, the biggest hurdle that you had to overcome with the creation of this festival?
Right, yeah, that's a good question. As always, you start a festival in a place like Austin that already has so much festivals and so much live music, people are already kind of exhausted of like where to go. So the biggest issue or challenge is to basically to get people, and then, you know, you're going to try to explain what it is, and that's a hard one, because I can't really say it's a jazz festival, I can't really say it's a punk festival, it's not, you know, anything specific. So our goal is to try to catch people's interest in, you know, like, let's say people want to go and hear Long Letters, which is one of the local punk bands that's playing the first night, mm-hmm. which I also want that, like, Long Letters audience to see is, like, an improvised set with, like, masters doing that the same night and create this kind of event where people go for something and then they get something completely different, which could open up, you know, ideas for both audiences and musicians, for sure. Like, okay, music can be like this too. So it's a challenge, but it's a very interesting challenge for sure.
Absolutely. What was the deciding factor to have the festival in Austin? Because I know that you are a man that, you know, you travel quite frequently, quite often. What made you decide to make Austin, Texas, the home of this festival?
Well, I mean, basically because I consider Austin, Texas my home. So it is the reason, first and foremost. I wanted to start something because I am traveling a lot. So doing something like that is exciting in the place you live, and try to create maybe a different community than what already exists. I like Austin, and so much happening, so I find it a very good place for it. But yeah, that's the reason.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I know that you're an incredible upright bass player. You actually have quite the background, being that you studied at the Music Conservatory, and you excelled there. You know, tell me a little bit about kind of what got you into performing. Was music something that was, I guess, as a part of your childhood, was it something that you just, you know, gravitated towards, or did you have like a gentle push into that direction? What led you into it?
Yeah, I mean, certainly I'm from a family that I had music all around me when I was growing up. It was a really big family, and everybody was somehow doing music. I guess me and my twin brother are actually the only one in the family who made it a profession. And I'm certainly the only one who plays this kind of music. So I was already into music, but when I heard, you know, like jazz or improvised the first time, I was kind of blown away, and it led me into like, wow, I want to figure out what this is. So, you know, step by step, you meet people. I was accepted at school, the conservatory, and from there, you know, it's just thing happens. I'm constantly meeting new people, and you feel like you're learning along the way all the time. It's a challenging but certainly very exciting profession to have, for sure.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's never a dull moment.
No, there is not.
How would you say that you balance, I guess, your personal life, and then, I mean, you're also the founder of this festival, so you oversee a lot of the operational aspect of the Sonic Transmissions Festival, but you're also still a performer. Do you find that it's hard to juggle, I guess, both lifestyles?
Right. Well, I've always been very fascinated by logistics, and I like that. You know, coordinating and figuring things out like that has always been something that almost like it's a good change for me in being a musician, touring all the time. It's certainly a challenging or exhausting thing sometimes, but I find this job of coordinating this festival actually like a good side thing to do for myself. But I mean, it's a lot of work, and if I knew that 3 years ago, I'm not sure if I would have started it, but that's how things are sometimes, and it's challenging me in a very good way. I'm learning lots of things, and it's like doing a second profession. That's how it becomes almost now. But I like it. I like the challenge of it, for sure, yeah.
Very nice, very nice. What is the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from the music that you put out? I know that, you know, like you said, you know, it's become such a big part of your life, and, you know, you enjoy what you do. Is there a certain thing that you want people to take away from your music and the work that you leave?
Well, yeah, well, I guess as any musician and artist, like, most important thing that what you're trying to get people, your audiences together, is like, try to just stay open and listen. The less pre-decided things you have, and the better your experience will be. And that's always my experience too, touring a lot and playing for all kinds of audiences, that like the less, let's say you play for an audience that has heard this music a million times before, which is great too, but sometimes it's so beautiful to play for an audience that actually never heard the music and get a real experience. So I like that a lot, and I try to communicate that, I guess, to an audience, that please just stay open. It's nothing you need to know. This is an experience for all of us, and that's how I think all music should be.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, I completely agree. With this year's festival rapidly approaching, you know, we're at the end of August. more or less, well, the middle of August, and the festival is rapidly approaching. What are you most looking forward to this year at this year's festival?
Yeah, that's a hard question. it's a very exciting lineup this year, and each night had so specific highlights for me, at least. So I would say, like, not because it's maybe it's good. I mean, for me, it's going to be very exciting to see the Colombian band, but it's so many other bands too. But let's talk about the Colombian band because it's a rare thing for the audience to get to see this Carmelo Torres from Bogota, like a very, very unique accordion, carrier of accordion tradition. And he's playing with a young band from Bogota, and they've been touring a lot, and they're pretty big in both Colombia and Mexico and Europe, but this is their first performance in the U.S., so that's going to be exciting for sure.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. I'm super excited as well, and I just want to take the time to thank you, because I know you're abroad right now, so I don't want to hold you up, but I want to thank you much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me, and I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Well, I mean, I'm just happy to be able to talk about my festival. So everybody who hears this and are excited, please go to our website, which is sonictransmissions.com, and you'll find all information. And people can also sign up to volunteer, which is a great way to, like, meet artists and be kind of part of it and get free passes. Or if people want to support us, we are very thankful for all the support we get right now. So we have also like a crowdfunding campaign and stuff. So the website will have all this information.
I love it. There's some good ways to get involved and some, like you said, some great ways to meet the bands and to really interact with the festival. The festival is constantly growing.
And for me, being a touring musician and playing festivals around, I mean, the most important for us is, like, that's the part, the first experience of coming to town. You meet the people who pick you up at the airport. So it's a very special thing, just to say, mention it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Ingbright, I'd like to thank you so much. It was an honor to have you on today's show. I really appreciate it. And we are looking forward to actually coming out and covering the festival, interacting with the musicians and the bands, and
fantastic.
Yeah, we're super stoked, and we just want to say that we'll be promoting the festival, throughout the course of the next couple weeks, and super excited. So.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's
you're welcome. That's you're welcome. Awesome. No problem at all.
Thank you. Well,
you're welcome. Guys, that was our interview with Ingbright Flaughton. I'm sure I'm pronouncing his name wrong. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you got an Apple product of any kind, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iOS store. Download the app, search for our show name, you can find it in Counterculture. We're also available for Google Play users. If you've got an Android device of any type, just search the Google Play Store, search Google Play Music, search for our show name. You can stream this interview. And lastly, we're on Roku. If you've got a Roku player or a Roku smart television, you can listen to us right in the privacy of your own home. We've got over 200 hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge. Just go to the Roku channel store, search for our name, download the app, and begin streaming.
Louder Than Life is back with Ozzy Osbourne. And a rare appearance from Prophets of Rage. Louder Than Life. Saturday, September 30th and Sunday, October 1st. Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for everything.